Hello, this is John Slonina with SSTI. I'm speaking today with Bob Starzynski, Director of Innovation Works Innovation Adoption Grant Fund. The Innovation Adoption Grant Fund was selected as the 2009 recipient of SSTI's Excellence in TBET Award in the category Improving the Competitiveness of Existing Industries. Bob, can you describe the focus of the Innovation Adoption Grant Fund?
Sure, John. The Innovation Adoption Grant Fund was established as a way to help more established manufacturing companies, small manufacturing companies, meaning by our definition less than 250 employees, help those small manufacturing companies that are already established bring new products to market and new manufacturing processes into their shop floor that help them to remain competitive or to become more competitive in the global marketplace. So the way the fund works is we will help to offset the cost of outsourced research and development that those companies have when they need to engage a research entity like a university or another nonprofit, what we call Center of Excellence. So it's a way, again, to help those companies create new products and manufacturing processes to innovate for the future so that they can remain competitive in the global marketplace.
Then how long has the program been around?
We started the program with a couple of beta projects in 2004 and then rolled it out across the region in 2005. And we did it as a way to try to bring our funding or distribute our funding more evenly across our landscape. As southwestern Pennsylvania is comprised of a large metropolitan area, meaning Pittsburgh, surrounded by a lot of smaller communities that are more rural in nature, industrial in nature, economically distressed in nature. We wanted to find a way to invest in those communities by supporting the industries that already existed there.
Well, how big are the size of your grants you offer?
Our grants go up to $50,000. We don't have a bottom limit on them, but the smallest grants that we've done are about $7,000 or $8,000. And our average grant size is about $32,000.
That's interesting. How many grants have you given over the life of the program?
Well, we've had the program in existence now for about 5 years. We've awarded a little over $1.5 million to 100 companies in that time. We do have a match requirement. Companies have to pay cash into these projects as well as we have to. We have matched our grants with more than $2 million of investment from the companies themselves. And those projects have already gone on to create or retain more than 800 jobs, and that number is expected to go up because a lot of these projects are still underway or have just recently been completed. And the average cost per job in terms of dollars spent on grants to jobs created is less than $2,000 per job. So that's a pretty good return on investment by economic development standards that you can create a sustaining, well-paying job for less than $2,000.
So in your application, you're talking about the move to make the fund turn into an evergreen fund. And I was wondering if you can step through a little bit of the history of where the fund sources came from over time and your efforts then to turn that into an evergreen fund.
Sure. When we started the program, all of the funding for the program came from our state allocation through the Pennsylvania Department of Community and Economic Development. Over time, we began to realize that the program really resonated with foundations and with certain federal programs because we were working primarily, again, in economically distressed areas, and there was a good job creation and job retention component to the program. So we started to diversify the funding for the program about 2 years in by soliciting funds from local foundations, and we've also augmented that with some funding from the federal government. So that's where the kind of the history of the funding for the program fits together. In terms of making it more evergreen, when we started working with the local foundations especially, foundations by and large want to be able to kickstart a program. They don't necessarily want to sustain it for year after year after year. So in working with those foundations, they wanted to see, okay, if we can fund this program for 2 or 3 years, how can we get it to a point where it's going to be more self-sustaining? The truth of the matter is, if you have a grant fund and the dollars go out in the form of a grant with no repayment provision, there's no way to recoup that investment, so there's no way to make it evergreen. But what we did was start to introduce certain things, most notably a repayment provision, and I call it a home run provision. Basically, if a company hits a certain threshold of revenue generation 2 years or 3 years after they've done a project with us, it might trigger a repayment clause in the contract so that the company pays the money back into the system so that the next company can benefit from it. And when we do that, we don't want to create situations where we're trying to break the bank or where we are breaking the bank for a struggling company. We only want to see repayment on these projects if the projects are successful enough that the company is comfortable in repaying the grant amount back into the system.
Great. In an application, you discuss how grants are the critical delivery mechanism for the fund. Can you elaborate on that?
The average company that I work with might have $5 million to $10 million in revenue. Company might have 15 to 50 employees, and it's a family-owned business that's been in existence for two generations. Obviously, that's smack in the middle. There might be extremes on both ends of the spectrum. But these companies, by and large, have banking relationships. They have lines of credit. They have no trouble, or they don't have too much trouble going out to find a small business loan if they're trying to buy a piece of equipment, or if they're trying to update computer systems and those sorts of things. So we don't want to get involved in providing funds that are duplicative of what companies can already access from their banks. What we try to do with this is the reason that we created this as a grant is because these companies don't want to dilute their ownership, so they don't want to give up equity. And we don't want to set it up as a straight loan because the companies might find bank loans more enticing. No, they wouldn't find them more enticing, but they already have access to them. So loans will not work because the companies, by and large, already have lending institutions that they're already working with. But if you look at the type of projects that we're trying to fund, it's projects that aren't necessarily collateralized or collateralizable for these companies. So on a development project, if the company is looking for funding, their existing banking relationship might not be able to fund those types of services. And at the same time, these are risky opportunities for a company. The company is family-owned business. They're trying to think about how do we save money for retirement, not just how do we build value into the operation. And so the idea of spending $50,000 or $100,000 of their own money to fund a project might be cost prohibitive, or it might be just challenging enough for the company to not pull the trigger. So by setting this up as a grant, we hope to help those companies make that leap of faith into the unknown with their research and development efforts.
Gotcha.